Checking in this morning on the CBS FM Star Phone is a guy with a Grammy, an Emmy, a Tony. He's a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He's sold over 80 million... He was just on QVC. He sold over 81 million records. Please welcome Brooklyn's own Barry Manilow.
All right. Good morning, everyone.
And what a coincidence, you're with us on Manilow Monday.
Isn't that something?
Holy cow.
Okay, tell me about this.
Well, we're celebrating the new album, Dream Duets, out today officially.
Yeah, it is. Oh, thank you for doing that, guys. Thank you.
All right. I saw on YouTube that you were on QVC last week, and you gave them a little sneak preview, and you sold some albums there.
Yeah, we sold 25,000 albums in 1 hour. I was shocked and very, very happy about that.
Now, last week, we spoke to Neil Diamond on Neil Diamond Tuesday about growing up.
We're very creative here, Barry, as you can tell.
Neil Diamond Tuesday and Manilow Monday.
Man, I tell you what.
We talked to Neil about growing up in Brooklyn. So I want to hear a little bit about your time when you were growing up in Brooklyn.
I grew up in Williamsburg, which now is like the hippest place to live, right? But when I grew up there, it was a dump. It was a dumb. All I remember is running home from school so I wouldn't get beat up. And I lived across the street. I went to Easton District High School, which I think they blew up, thank God.
After you left, they blew it up.
Really, I had the worst time going to school there. But the only thing that saved me going to school was the music. I joined the band and everything. I realized that's where my life is going to go. Everything else about high school, I don't even remember. But I do remember the band, and it started me off.
So I know when you started out, you worked as a jingle writer, and probably like most of those guys, figured you'd do it forever since you were making good money, right?
I did, but I like being in the background. I still do. I'm a musician. One of the gigs I got was writing jingles, and I was good at it. And for about 3 or 4 years there, I did a lot of jingles, either sang on them or arranged them or wrote them. I thought, well, that's going to be a great gig. And then I was playing for people and arranging their nightclub acts and conducting for them, and Bette Midler was one of them, and she skyrocketed during those years, her albums, her shows. It was me and Bette doing that continually. And after that, I started writing, making my own demos, and Bell Records heard my own demos and gave me a record deal as a singer. You know, when I told my friends I got a record deal, they said, doing what?
You got a deal with Columbia. You get 3 albums a month.
Right. Suddenly, I was a performer, singer. You know, what a big surprise that was.
These weren't just like regular jingles. I mean, you did commercials from McDonald's and Band-Aid, and do you have any favorite of the jingles?
Yeah, the State Farm Insurance melody, I think, is great. That State Farm is there, that one. And they still play it, and I get nothing.
And Lord knows
really.
You need that money, Barry.
You know, I could finally have a life if they had given me that.
Now, let's talk about your brand new project. It's called My Dream Duets. And when I first got a whiff of it, I looked at the track list, and I'm saying, wait a minute. Something.
Yeah.
And I noticed every single person you're singing with is deceased.
Here's the story. Verve asked me if I wanted to do a duets album, and because everybody in the world is doing duets albums, everybody and their mother is doing duets albums. So I figured, well, yeah, that's it. You know, I understand why they're asking me to do it. So I made a list of who I would like to sing with. And my list included people who had passed away. And here came 11 songs that were never duets, and they are now, and it's really a miracle. This album is a miracle.
See how he worked that in there? It's a miracle. Let me run down the people that Barry sings with. Frankie Lyman, Mama Cass, Whitney Houston, John Denver, Judy Garland, Andy Williams, Dusty Springfield, Sammy Davis Jr., Marilyn Monroe, Louis Armstrong, and Jimmy Durante.
Wow.
You know, when they gave me these vocals by themselves, they had no echo on them, they had no EQ on them. I hit the space bar on the Whitney Houston thing, and it was as if she was standing next to me.
Oh,
I had to push myself away from the computer. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and then beginning to sing with her. That one, out of all of them, was the most moving.
Wow, there weren't many voices as beautiful as hers in her prime.
And it was difficult for me to figure out, what am I supposed to do with a song like that, with a singer like that? You know, this Jewish white guy from Brooklyn trying to figure out how to sing with this beautiful gospel-tinged vocal. You know, it took me days to figure out how to make a duet out of that song.
You managed to figure out how to get in there pretty well.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the whole album. But, you know, a lot of people worked on this thing. This was a technical challenge for all of us, and it sounds great. It sounds like every cut sounds like this. We did it yesterday. I don't know how they did that, but it sounds like we did it yesterday. Amazing. Amazing.
The new album's called My Dream Duets. It's out now. Barry Manilow, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today.
Scott, congratulations on everything. It's great to talk to you again.
Barry, thanks for Could It Be Magic, too. I did well with that back in the 70s. That was a big song for me.
My pleasure. Send me flowers.
Manilow Monday.
Woo! Bye, everyone.